Thomas
is very similar to us, is he not? All of us are doubters. We doubt this, we doubt that. We doubt the Saints are going to ever win a Super Bowl. And it took a lot of effort, and we believe it now. We doubt that the political scene will ever end. When is this presidential election going to finish be over? You know, I'm so sick of it. We doubt our health sometimes. We doubt our ability to overcome obstacles. We doubt every step of the way because that's us as human beings. We're all doubters. Thomas was no different than any of them.
With their hearts. Now, none of us have had that opportunity to be in the room with the disciples to physically see the nail marks or put our finger in the side of Jesus. So we're all going on what we have been told. So Jesus is telling us, blessed are those who believe. And that's us. Do we believe with what we see, or do we believe with our heart?
That's kind of how we are. We got so much stuff in our heads all the time that are influencing us. And sometimes those influences are just totally distorted. And it distorts our way of thinking. But Jesus Christ will provide a clarity for our thinking. If we focus in on Him and allow Him to be our cleansing factor, that we can then see with our heart and believe without a shadow of a doubt. So are we doubters or are we believers? I believe with my heart. The story of Thomas, the doubter, is our story without faith. So we should go on faith. We can say, well, yeah, that's easy for you to say if you're not hurting or you don't have cancer in your life or you've not been subjected to terrorist attacks. It's easy for you to say that. And that's a tough answer for someone that is hurting. But tell them the story. Tell them the story of Jesus. Tell them the story that Jesus will provide peace to them. As He said to His disciples, peace be with you. Tell them the story of victory. Tell them the story that He lives and He will heal. So go on faith. May we see with our hearts and not with our eyes. Let us pray.